You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. For as much as you hear about cage-free eggs, it seems like all the chickens should be running free by now. A long list of grocery chains, restaurants, food manufacturers, and distributors have pledged to switch to cage-free eggs. And animal rights groups have lobbied hard to get hens out of conventional cages, where the space to move around is about the size of an iPad. But only about 10% of production is now cage-free. Marketplace's Annie Baxter checks in with a couple of Midwestern farmers.
Here's a rather staggering statistic. The USDA estimates that to meet current and future demand for cage-free eggs, we're going to need about 175 million cage-free hens. And right now, we only have about 18 million. Making up all that slack might require getting farmers like Ammon Bear on board.
I'm down here at the poultry show this week, and I'll be looking at equipment, cage-free equipment versus caged equipment.
Bear and I recently met up near a poultry convention in St. Paul. He's a producer in northern Minnesota. He and his relatives together have more than a million layer hens. And the fact that Bear was going to scope out cage-free systems seemed like a big deal. His family has used cages since 1965, and Bear has publicly spoken out against any attempts to make farmers ditch cages. This has made him no friend of the Humane Society.
I would ask how many of those people in the Humane Society that are advocating for it have grown up in the egg business and actually taken care of birds and livestock.
Bear has a lot of reservations about going cage-free. For one thing, he says your bird mortality rates are higher.
When you have thousands of birds in a building on the floor, they have access to run all around. They can be cannibalistic and kill each other, and they do so.
In cage-free housing, you need more workers managing the flock. That can mean higher labor costs. There can be a big capital investment. You might need new buildings to keep as many hens. And feed costs spike. When hens move around more, they eat more, especially in systems called aviaries, where the hens can move up and down onto different levels. Researchers estimate aviary costs run 30 to 40% higher than conventional cages. Ammon Bear was skeptical the math would work out for him.
I'm getting too close to retirement to make that kind of a commitment investment, because that's going to take 15 or 20 years to get the money back out of it.
Bear and others also worry that consumers won't like having higher costs passed on to them. A carton of large conventional eggs retails for about $1 a dozen. Cage-free eggs, more like $3 a dozen. A tiny slice of the cage-free supply comes from Lauren Gady and his son Joel in Wisconsin. They have 10,000 hens.
You know, never even considered a cage facility. You know,
The idea of having chickens in cages didn't excite either one of us.
The Gady's farm goes back a couple generations, and they still get help from Lauren's 81-year-old mom, Marlene, who serves up a big daily meal.
Spare ribs.
Ooh, those look good.
The Gady's keep their hens in two houses, and one of them, Joel, points to roosts along the walls. They kind of look like ladders, and the birds can fly onto them. Joel says the roosts help keep the hens from getting bored and pecking at each other, the kind of thing Ammon Bear was worried about.
You're looking at 5,000 chickens, and for the most part, they seem to be getting along pretty well.
The Gady's eggs are not just cage-free, they're also organic. The hens get outdoor access and organic feed, which is expensive, so organic eggs cost more than both conventional and run-of-the-mill cage-free eggs. But the co-op the Gady's belong to, Organic Valley, says demand for those eggs is outpacing supply. It wasn't clear that would be the case when the Gady's built their hen houses back in 2003.
There wasn't no guaranteed market like there was today. You know, it was a huge leap of faith.
Hello.
I recently checked in with Ammon Bear to see if he would make a leap of faith and go cage-free. He said no, partly because there's still no common standard for what counts as cage-free.
What happens if I put in $40 a bird into these aviary systems, and 5 years down the road, some certifying organization says, well, we no longer accept that, that's not good enough?
With those kinds of uncertainties about standards and costs hanging over producers, it's really no surprise many big food companies are giving themselves 5 to 10 years to deliver on their cage-free commitments. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.